Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Last board game you played.
Oh, boy. Mid-July, spent a weekend at our friend the Jarvis's place in the Adirondacks. And after an entire Saturday of drinking 7% beers, we played a board game.
And there's no way you'd remember what it was called because of the beer.
No
idea. What did you have to do? Were there cards and dice?
No, there were no cards. There were cards. It was something along the lines of, like, which one of these things is untrue kind of game. Like,
the Mike Walker game.
I had to spot the lie kind of thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm not even, God, if Jim and Kathy are listening, I don't know, or my wife for that matter, although she might have been in the same boat with me. I don't remember, I don't remember.
All right, well, I asked the question.
It was fun.
It was fun.
I mean, what most things are, if you're, you know.
In the Adirondacks.
And drinking 7% beers for, you know.
My wife and son and I played Pan Am on Saturday.
Not familiar.
A lot of these games are the same, only with different motifs,
mm-hmm.
Where you have to figure out how do you want to accrue, in this case, stock certificates. Mm. Do you go through airports, routes, directive cards? Like, they're all sort of a version of Settlers of Catan, kind of like, all right, let's have Settlers of Catan, but we'll just have it be airplanes.
This definitely was not that, but yeah, this game... Yeah, I would play a board game where I have to see if I can get the mobile kiosk to print me a tag for my luggage. Because that's a gambit every time. Like, I don't, did it work? I scanned the code. I scanned it.
I see, yeah. Here's an idea for a board game. Will our vending machine work? I'm not sure what the board looks like. But it's just every day is different.
Yeah.
You never know.
At least largely that doesn't eat the money anymore because you're probably just, you know, swiping a card.
That's right. You know? That's right.
So hopefully you're not getting dinged for that.
And Bowerly's never here anymore, so there are never signs on the vending machine about how it owes Tom Bowerly $1.40. I've never seen him in a while. Maybe he's here and doesn't have the problem because of what you said.
Just a little behind the music for everybody here. That's all.
Let's go to Tom next. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, I wanted this to be Tom Bowerly so bad.
Oh, that would have been great.
I apologize. Hey, Bulldog, real quick, congrats on Fred's front flip. I got two $5,000 standard Westminster poodles. They don't flip.
So, wow.
That was impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyways, appreciate that. Fred appreciates the love.
Yeah. It was, give him a ribeye, for God's sakes. Real quick, Mike, you mentioned a Flames game. The one that I recall the most, Bulldog, you're like close to my age, you might remember, but February 21st, 1974, it was the Atlanta Flames, and that was the morning Tim Horton horrifically died, and we played, you know, it was Eric Bale and Mike Lysiak and those guys on the Flames. Sabres all wore the black armbands, and it was really a it was a sad, very sad affair. Yeah. I mean, it was like a funeral. And we ended up tying them 4-4 after being down 4-1. And it was just it was terrible. That sticks in my mind. I was 10 years old, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah. So, I don't remember the game. I remember them wearing black armbands. Of course, I remember Tim Horton passing away in that car crash driving back from Toronto. But
he was on the team.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He actually played his last game against the Leafs with the Sabres. Right. The night before, and he drove home in his Pantera, and you know what happened. So, yeah. Anyways, my main point about Keon Coleman, I think the person most affected by this, I think it's pretty obvious, is Brandon Bean. He's got to be so disappointed, not only with the on-field performance, but all this other crap that's going on. And for someone, I mean, this, you know, sure, he late to three meetings now. I mean, we're not talking like anything major like a lot of these other NFL guys do, but it's got to be so disappointing to him, and that it's a black eye for him.
Yeah, no, it sticks to him for sure. Yeah, I mean, you make the pick, your name's on it for good or bad for life, for his Bills career. That's it. And, you know, in a way, I do think being like, this is not to excuse Coleman for, you know, missing meetings or being late to meetings or whatever it's caused him to be disciplined. But when Bean chose to act the way he acted around the draft, after the draft with our guys in the morning, he not only put a target on himself, you know, and put pressure on himself to make sure they had enough at receiver, he ratcheted the pressure up on Keon Coleman. You know, I have enough in-house. I don't need – you guys are crazy. I'm not quoting him directly, but you get the spirit of the thing. And that, in turn, I think, turned the heat up on Coleman, which, you know, it's not exactly, you know, unfair. He's year two is a high pick. Like, come on, we need you to produce. But I wonder if he did need another thing, you know, on his fire, so to speak.
It's probably why he got the most reps on the whole out of the whole receiver crew the whole year. Let's see what this guy can do. And now this crap comes up. It's just, it's unsettling, and he's got to be the most disappointed person in that whole building.
Thanks, Tom. I don't think I could go as far as to, if you meant this, to attribute Bean on the station touting his receivers to pressure on Coleman. I would go as far, though, as just the usual, this is my 33rd overall pick. Like, there already was the draft capital. That was enough. I mean, I feel like that's enough for any player, if they even think this way. I mean, guys who were drafted early like that have high expectations for themselves and probably wouldn't, in most cases, question whether they would succeed. They'd expect to. So I draw the line there instead of the fact that not all the Bills players, I don't have to tell you this, but not all the Bills players would know that this is our cottage industry. Talk over here is talking about whether they have good enough receivers. I think, though, it did happen. And after Miami, I mean, he had like Mina Kimes and Dominique Foxworth for one, and there might have been other more prominent shows having the same conversation. What was her word for the Bills? Painful. She said the Bills' passing offense is painful, and they referenced that conversation, and so that's part of the story.
They read the quote, and I think the phrase "justice for Jeremy and Joe" was coined there. Yes,
that was great.
Yeah. Well, look. Yeah. No. You make a good point, and I would say the right point. Like, you know, Coleman. If Bean doesn't say anything, ever. About his receipt. If he doesn't respond that way, he just goes through the interview, the scheduled interview, like normal, and, you know, there isn't this adversarial tone to it. Pressure is still on Coleman, and I don't think there's anything in the world. I didn't mean to say that the result is in any way a byproduct of Bean treating this the way he did. I just think from out here, from a fan's perspective, so many people loved Bean, because, you know, fans always love it. You know, they like us just fine, but when someone from the team tells us to shut up, they're go team, right? That's just the way it works. It's one of the, I think, truisms in this business. They might like our show and like our stories and like our subjects and whatever, but push comes to shove, I'm over there with the red, white, and blue, and you guys can go screw. That's the facts. I don't say that angrily. It's just that's how it is in my experience. So I think a lot of people would have been with, yeah, we've got Keon Coleman. You know, like, so out here, again, it doesn't have to amount to anything in Keon Coleman's orbit, or certainly Brandon Bean's orbit, but I think it did ratchet up expectations. Like, here's the GM. He's going, you know, nuclear here, saying he's got enough, and Coleman's right at the front of that line. You know, I mean, right after Palmer is a free agent signing, and that was a modest free agent signing if you really follow the league. It was not a, we got a guy, guy. It's a guy. Okay.
Just a guy.
Just a guy.
A jag.
A guy.
A jag.
Right. A jag, right.
Not a guy, which would be a
right.
Good.
What was that?
An egg. An egg. A guy. A-G-G. Let's say that. Let's leave it there. See the Lebatard tweet about Turkey? You follow that show?
I did not.
I'm thinking about this line all the time, like in the last hour, and I'm smiling every time I think of it. It wasn't Dan, but somebody in their vast realm of personalities was talking about Turkey and called it the ACC of meats. How good a line is that? The ACC of meats. I wanted to think of an ACC of everything, but I can't use it because somebody else thought of it. Like the ACC. And I'm still posing to begin with because I'm just like hearing other people talk about college sports, college football. And
is that it's not a
compliment.
It's about football, not basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a compliment.
Right, right.
The ACC of meats. It's bad enough. I'm a turkey. It's bad enough. My fate every year with this damn thing. They're putting me on TV and talking about how this all happens and whatever. Now I got to be called the ACC of meats. I'm not even good.
Right.
This is what happened. This is my life, short as it is, and now
really
I'm not even good.
Really,
you're telling me I'm not even good?
Yeah.
How about leave me alone then?
Yeah.
If I'm the ACC of meats. How about give me a break? Let me just walk around and not bother anybody like I was doing. The ACC of meats. I mean, I'm saying it over and over. It's funny. It's funny. It's fun to say.
It is funny. Yeah. Right away, you know what, I like turkey just fine, like, you know, but it works. What I'm thinking is, if I'm going to settle for that being accurate, what, in my book, what does that make ham? Like, because I think ham is the most overrated table meat, holiday meat that it exists.
The American West
Conference. It's the Mountain West or something. Like, like it's the SWAC. What is
ham? Oh, poor ham. It's got to be above the SWAC.
Poor ham.
Every
oh.
protein gets a conference.
You're right.
I had a question for you about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I have already made my decision, mostly, but if you were just like really strong on this, I would reconsider.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving is next Thursday.
Please don't make this about putting raisins in the stuffing.
No, I wasn't. I'm not making stuffing this time.
Okay.
One of my contributions every year is this mushroom tart. That's a big hit. Anything vegetarian to add to the festivities is a win because my wife doesn't eat meat, so that helps. and I've been really successful maybe 4 years in a row or more with this mushroom tart. Right. Certain same every year. Flat 12 for the mushrooms, custard, that's my dish, and we decided this year to change it. And so, okay, I want it to be vegetarian, and I kind of want it to be a pasta dish, maybe, but there's already a lot of starch happening on Thanksgiving, and I don't want to make lasagna.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because I think that shows the turkey up.
I agree.
I don't want turkey and lasagna. One or the other.
Yeah.
It's the ACC of meats, but still. So lasagna is out.
Your instincts are good here,
but if I were to
so far,
just generally, what would you say? A pasta dish on Thanksgiving as a side, and it's not. Don't say macaroni and cheese.
Right. Okay.
Because that's obvious, right?
Right.
Do you have another idea or a sort of a beginning of an idea that you like? Is because pasta on Thanksgiving I think can work as a side. You know, you want. Everything yeah. there. You want all kinds of... And yeah. not everybody wants to eat turkey, that much of it. And, you know, the Brussels sprouts. So maybe a little bit kid-friendly. Doesn't have to be, though. I'm not going to base it on that.
I can't wait to hear where you end up on this. I might think, like, nothing heavy. Like, not like an Alfredo or anything like that. Like, but something that, like, maybe some angel hair olive oil seasoned with some chopped vegetables in it. Like sort of a pasta primavera, but like without the creamy sauce, just like a very white oil-based, you know, but spiced, you know, some Parmesan cheese or you know, nut, even yep. whatever. So, something like that I could see working.
Okay. I set all that up from my beginning thoughts.
You're just
and
make spaghetti parm, aren't you?
No, I remember that the choice I made, which is a recipe from a book, is not actually pasta. It's polenta. It's a Tom Colicchio mushroom bolognese, so it's not actual meat, but it's mushrooms as the meat with a polenta gratin, so a cheese polenta.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm going to probably do. But I wonder if there's like a number one answer to the question I asked you. Take out lasagna, take out macaroni right. and cheese. This is like, you gave me a good answer. You need something like that. Maybe like a pasta salad?
Something that is going to be perceived on the plate as being polite. Like it's not trying to, you know, announce its presence with any kind of authority. It's just like, oh, what is it? What is it? Oh, what's that? Oh, okay. It looks fresh. I'll try a little of that.
We don't need a fire to be lit.
Right.
It doesn't come with a blowtorch. Nothing like that.
Right.
Stealing the scene. How about a pasta salad? Is that too basic? Too easy?
That feels a little too picnicky for Thanksgiving
okay.
to me.
And I'm like, not turning heads with a pasta salad.
No.
If I want, because I like the glory. I like the attention for this
yeah,
mushroom
tart.
Yeah,
you're going to do something you want to, yeah, yeah.
I want it to be interesting and good.
100%.
All right.
Yeah.
I realize here there is not like an obvious answer to this.
I don't think there is. Because outside of macaroni and cheese, I don't really feel like what are the, you know, I don't want to turn this into the morning show's Thanksgiving Survivor.
Just, oh, no.
But like, what are the, you know, green bean casserole is a staple, at least on our table. Like, one of my sisters always makes green bean casserole. So that's coming. You know, the standards, your stuffing, your potatoes, your sweet potatoes. There's not a pasta side that just, other than mac and cheese, that springs to mind at all to me. So the best I could do is what I offered you.
Yep. All right. I like it. I make that alia olio all the time. Not with vegetables, but just olive oil, Parmesan. That's it. It's a lunch for me. Angel hair, you said.
Yeah, I like that. Just that it's that, again, keeping it light. Like, you know, just not looking for glory.
Who's playing on Thanksgiving? You might be wondering.
That's a good question. Detroit and the Packers?
Yes.
Okay, that's early. Jack White, halftime.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to watch halftime. Yeah.
Okay.
Love Jack White.
You know who Dallas has?
Dallas has, I don't know.
Chiefs.
Well, that'll be fun.
Chance for the Chiefs to get back to 6-6.
Right.
After they lose to the Colts on Sunday.
Right.
And then Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Right.
Joe Burrow practiced in full today. Lamar Jackson did not practice today. Now it's an ankle. He struggled badly against the Browns. They won anyway.
Yep.
But now it's an ankle on the injury report, not practicing on the Wednesdays, not running at all. I don't know.
We would be out of our minds if Allen was in and out of the lineup as often as Jackson.
I know.
I mean, what a luxury it is. The guy just plays them all. But, man, Jackson has just been there's a lot of stuff.
I think that's the whole Lamar Jackson experience. Maybe even within the organization, I feel like it is. And I'm a great fan of his, if I need
be
to
a
say
lot.
It. But just like, I think you kind of just throw your hands up. This is how it is. That was the contract. That was, you know, injuries. He was sick all the time. You know, all these different times where he's like, he's practicing in full, but not actually. He's actually practicing as the scout team quarterback. So he's not going to play that Bears game. Just like, I feel like you just have to put up with it. And his coach has been there way longer than he has and has won enough where I kind of feel like they all just have to put up with it. That's not to say that you can't like or even love him, but there's just always drama.
Yeah.
And I also am not questioning whether he's actually hurt. Like, why doesn't he run? He's not healthy.
All I'm saying is we would never stop yelling at one another about him if he were our quarterback. Like, it would just be as divisive as anything we've ever experienced, I think.
We've yelled about him a lot anyway, and he's not even on the Bills.
I know. That's right.
All right. Bulldog's going to bring on Paul next to start our pregame coverage. The Sabres home to Calgary tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.